Thank you to our musicians, lead singers today, for leading us in worship through song, and also kids for that song this morning. Thank you guys for your participation in that. I think we need to buy Andrew some ice cream. Appreciate all of our workers with our kids and with our youth, because there's a lot of people who spend a lot of time with our children and youth behind the scenes. A lot of it, many of you don't even know about, but it's greatly appreciated, because you're serving the Lord, you're making disciples of Jesus Christ, you're making a huge impact in these children's lives and in the youth's lives. Even if you may not feel like you are, but you are. They are remembering these things, and they will remember them. And when they grow up, they'll have what we hope will be fond memories of being at New Life Baptist Church. And I hope these kids grow up and stay in New Life Baptist Church, and that they're doing what our adults are doing right now, where they're discipling their children and other children that are in the church, and really doing what a lot of our adults are doing by teaching them about singing, teaching them the Bible, doing administrative stuff to set up activities for the kids and for the youth. And it's all because the adults love Jesus Christ and love the kids, love our children, and want them to follow the Lord. So with that in mind, I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm just going to read the first three verses again of that chapter, picking back up where we were last week. And like I told the folks on Sunday night, I know that I frustrate some of you by not finishing those pesky handouts on Sunday mornings, making it all the way through there. But like I told them, I'm just resolved to take my time and to work through the passages as I need to make sure that we understand as much as we can, and I can present it to you, the Word of God, so that God can use His Word in our lives. So hopefully we'll make it through there today. As a matter of fact, kids, I want to give you an incentive today. I know you're getting ice cream afterwards for singing, but some of you were not in the kids program, but your children, and I've got a little treat to give away. We used to do this on Sunday nights a lot, but haven't in a while. But if you fill out your handout and keep up today, then I've got a couple of baskets in my office that have some treats in there, and you can. It's on the honor system, okay? If you fill out and keep up with everything we get through today, then you can go in there and just grab you one piece of candy out of a basket and take it with you. All right, we're in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. And after that, I'll share with you a message entitled, To the Children of the Church. Well, I guess this will be part 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Let's pray together. Father, you are so gracious and so loving. You've given us so many children in this church. And Father, you've given to us here people to serve these children. And Father, I thank you for each one, the kids and the adults, the families. And it's my prayer today that all of these kids would grow up to be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray you'll use your word in their lives today, in all of our lives. And Father, just build us up through the scripture today. I pray you'll give us understanding. I pray you will help me to give understanding. And Lord, I pray that you just please bless this time. I pray, Father, for maybe some who need to turn back to you, need to turn back to your word, need to turn back to the right path. I pray, Father, you'd use your word accordingly and accomplish your purpose today. for some who are walking the right path and seeking to be obedient to their parents and honor them. I pray, Lord, that this scripture would encourage them to keep on doing what they're doing and be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that their labor is not in vain. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who brings salvation to all men and teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present age. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we're here in Ephesians 6, and last week we covered these points. The first point was obey your parents. This is right. And I presented to you two reasons why this is right. Number one is it's natural law. No matter where you go, even among the animal kingdom, there is a rightness in the offspring obeying its parents. So the natural law here, this is right. Whether it's you're Christian or you're an unbeliever, it does not matter. It is right for you to obey your parents. The number two is this, it's Christian law, because the apostle writes there in verse 1 saying, obey your parents in the Lord. So this is Christian law. This is something that we are to do, that children in the church ought to do because of the Lord Jesus Christ, for His glory and for His purpose, even if you have not yet come to a place of professing Jesus Christ as your Savior. You cannot use that as an excuse not to obey this passage. You are to obey your parents in the Lord. Now, I want to give a couple of points here about this obedience. When we were, when we had small children, our youngest now is seven years old. That, you know, we used to really preach this to our kids a lot when it comes to obedience. We would say to them, obey all the way, right away, and the word we used for the last one was happily. I've always waited for them to say, is that really even a word? But happily, with a happy heart. So you obey all the way, right away, and happily. Another way that that might be said is, you should obey without challenge, without excuse, and without delay. See, we obey not only with the things that we agree with as children. Because if you agree with it, and if you're agreeing with it, determines whether or not you do what your parents have told you, then you're really not obeying them. You're just doing what you want to do already anyways. But obedience comes when you may not understand everything that your parents are requiring of you or why they are requiring it of you, but because the Lord said for you to obey your parents, you're going to do what your parents have instructed you to do. Obedience is important. And guys, I think we established last week, and you may want to go back and listen to it if you weren't here, but on Sunday night, I think we established from the book of Proverbs how obedience to the father's command or to the parent's command, instruction in a child's life, leads to an obedience, or it can lead to an obedience to God, more rightly so. And all of us need to realize that that is ultimately what this boils down to. You see, we want to be obedient to God, and we want to be obedient to the gospel. I'll show you some passages real quick. In Acts chapter 5, I want to show you a few passages having to do with obedience. Obedience in Acts 5, I'm going to turn to these. And you can try to get there if you would like to. Acts 5:32 says, "And we are His witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom He has given to those who obey Him." Now, in this context, it would be an obedience to the name of Jesus Christ, to calling out upon Jesus Christ for salvation. Because in chapter 4, the Bible says that there is salvation in no other name. For there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It's only through Jesus Christ. And one who obeys and who receives the Holy Spirit is one who has believed in that name, received Christ as Savior, believing that He is the Son of God, that God Himself has sent to this world to take our sins upon Himself on the cross. He died, was buried, and rose again. Believing in that is the way of salvation. And through obedience to that, God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. Now, we see also in the book of Romans, in the 6th chapter. In Romans chapter 6, Paul writing to the church there in Rome, he says to them in verse 17, Romans 6, 17, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered." So again, they obeyed the gospel. We can go now to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. We see again here the word obey, because this is talking about the coming of Jesus, and you probably heard me quote this one several times. But in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, talking about Jesus' return, he says in verse 7, "He'll be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." There is an obedience to the gospel that is necessary, and Christ will hold a day of accounting, of judgment, for those who have not. And the last one I would point you to is Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. In verse 8, we saw last week that through suffering, the Son of God learned obedience. Apparently that means that He learned what it means to be obedient. But in verse 9 it says, "And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him." You see, the deal is, guys, that the commandment that we're going to see in a moment of honor your father and your mother, which this first verse just flows right out of that. Now, Charles Spurgeon likened it and likened the Ten Commandments to 10 mules pulling 10 plows. And in those 10 commandments, those 10 mules, pulling those 10 plows, breaks up the hardened ground of our hearts so that the seed of the gospel is ready to be put in and to bring forth fruit. And when we come to this passage, children, when you come to this and see that the Bible says here, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord," that as you strive to learn obedience to your parents, it is preparing you to obey the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you might be saved. Now, it doesn't guarantee that, but it can certainly, one can lead to the other, and that does not diminish at all the need for God's grace. For we know, as we read this morning, that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So the grace of God, through the gospel of God, to save the sinner from his sin, is what we need. And as you, children, obey your parents, you are, in a real sense, preparing yourself to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, obedience is important. It's a big deal. And as we go back to Ephesians 6, I want all you kids to look at that and notice here that in that first verse, the apostle didn't say, "Parents, make sure your children obey you in the Lord, for this is right. He also didn't say, the children are to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. But imagine being there in the church of Ephesus when this letter came in the mail. And they opened it up and they said, hey, we got something from the Apostle Paul. Let's get together and read it as a church. And they're there reading it, and the kids might have been doodling on something. They might have been playing with the Hot Wheels. They might have been coloring something. But all of a sudden, as they're reading the letter out loud, they come to chapter 6, even though there weren't chapters at that time. But they come to chapter 6, and they say, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And they perk up and look, oh, the apostle's talking to me. God is speaking directly to me as a child. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now that brings us to our second point. Our second point is this: honor your parents. I know y'all thought we would never get there. Honor your parents. It is written. Someone asked me about this at the end of last week. What about the law? What about the written law? And here we are. We're to it in verse 2. And in this, we see there in verse 2, it says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So in this, we see the revealed law. Revealed law. It is a commandment. Like I said a moment ago, it's one of those 10 mules pulling the 10 plows in our lives that when we view this, we ought to realize, hey, I have not honored my parents as I ought to have. I have not kept the Sabbath. I have not had no other God before me. I have not done all of these things that are listed in the Ten Commandments. And what that does is it causes us to realize that we are sinners, we've broken God's law, and we need a Savior. And Christ is that Savior. The law of God points us to the Savior of God, Jesus Christ. So honor your father and mother. This is quoted from the book of Exodus, chapter 20. It's quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 5 from the Ten Commandments, is written to us today, is the revealed law. Now, the word honor here is a word that means to show respect. It means to give recognition to. Warren Wiersbe has said, to honor our parents means much more than simply to obey them. It means to show them respect and love, to care for them as long as they need us, and to seek to bring honor to them by the way we live. All right? Now, obedience to our parents may end at some point in our lives. It most likely will as you start your own family and go out and you make decisions for yourself. But honoring our parents never ends. We always seek to live in such a way to honor our parents. How many adults here are here today that you still live and seek to live in such a way that you do want to honor your parents? Anybody want to show a hand? Many of us do. And there are different situations and all of that, but even as we get older, we want to honor our parents. There's a passage in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4, talking about widows. It says there about widows, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. 1 Timothy 5:4. So widows were to repay parents and grandparents, because this is pleasing to God, and they were to do so by caring for them. So that was a way that even later in life they would honor their parents. If you want to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 7, there's an instance here as well. It's also recorded in the Gospel of Luke. But in Mark 7, verses 8 through 13, we find that Jesus here is dealing with some bad teaching on the issue of honoring parents. This is Mark chapter 7, verses 8 through 13. (Clears throat) Before this, he had talked about the people honoring him with their lips, but their heart being far from him. And the context here is Pharisees and scribes. And in verse 8, he says, "For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. The washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do." He said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or mother, what profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do.'" So Jesus was dealing with this, and you know, instead of the adult children taking care of their parents, older who were aged, they were saying, "Oh no, that which I might give to my parents, that is a gift for God. It is korban, so I'm dedicating it to God." But yet the parents were going without the care that they needed. So they had made the word of God of no effect because of their tradition. Jesus dealt with that, and he viewed it in a negative sense in the way that they neglected their parents. So as we think about this, I want to give you all about five things, five ways in which we either honor or dishonor our parents. I'm going to use my whiteboard here since the guys brought it up here, and I know you guys are wanting to take notes. So the first thing is we can dishonor our parents with our words, with our words. So number one is words. All right? And the scripture that I'll have us look at in just a moment is Proverbs 20, verse 20. All right, I'm going to go ahead and write them all up here. The second way in which we can dishonor our parents is through facial expressions. And I'll again write the verse here, Proverbs 30:17. The third way we can honor or dishonor them is by listening and obeying. And with that, I'll put Proverbs 23:22-26. And then number four is we can honor or dishonor them by treating them, and I'm just going to use this word, flippantly. Flippantly or lightly. What passage do we have with that? We have Deuteronomy 27:16. And then the last one is, we can honor or dishonor our parents. We honor them in this one by caring for them. And the passage is Mark 7, the one we just read, 8-13. Now I'll get out of y'all's way so you can see that, hopefully. All right, so five ways in which we honor or dishonor our parents. Proverbs 20:20, with this first one. Proverbs 20:20, the scripture reads like this. It says, "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. It doesn't sound good. You know, whatever that lamp being put out in deep darkness means, it's not a good thing. And to curse father and mother is wrong. To speak evil of your father and your mother is wrong. It is dishonoring to them. The second thing is we see in facial expressions. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. Some of these wisdom literature verses are tough. Proverbs 30, verse 17, the eye that mocks his father, you ever rolled your eyes at your parents? Oh, brother. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. I didn't write it, y'all. I'm just the messenger, okay? Now, some of you kids might be saying, could that really happen? All I got to say is don't take any chances, all right? Just don't take any chances. So, in facial expressions, to be dishonoring to our parents, God does not teach us to do that. Now, the next one, number three, by listening and obeying. Proverbs 23, 22 through 26. I don't know that I'll read all of this. But in Proverbs 23, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Now, I want to make a point real quick, kind of like last week. But fathers, this also implies clearly that you need to be teaching your kids. See what it says? Listen to your father who begot you. Men, you need to be men, and you need to be speaking the word of God and truth to your children, because they need something to obey. And what they need to obey is what God has set forth in His Word. So we as fathers have a responsibility to speak to our children and to teach them and to lead them in the right way. All right? So listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. All right, let's go ahead and read all of it. Verse 26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. So we saw next there, listening and obeying. And then number four is treating them flippantly or lightly. Deuteronomy 27, verse 16. We'll go to the books of the law to see God's opinion on this. In Deuteronomy 27, verse 16. And that's what the word that we're going to see here means. It means to lightly esteem. Deuteronomy 27, 16. The Bible says, and this is in that instruction that's given to them when the children of Israel go into the promised land. The one group is to stand on Mount Gerizim, the other on Mount Ebal, and they are to speak these back and forth to one another, the blessings and the cursings. That was part of it. And this is part of it. Verse 16, cursed is the one who treats his father or his mother with contempt. To be treated with contempt means to be treated lightly, respecting. We go. That's my phone ringing. It's probably a spam call. Does anybody else here get spam calls? Because anybody who knows me knows I'm in church right now, and they wouldn't be calling. So, Proverbs 27:16, cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt, flippantly. You know, it's like your parents tell you to do something, you're like, whatever. Clean up your room. Whatever. You know. Go out and feed the animals. Whatever. you know, treating them flippantly, like it's no big deal that your parents just gave you instruction when these are God's, the people that God has given to you as authority in your life. Now let's see the last one. Treating them flippantly and then caring for them. We've looked at that already from Mark chapter 7. You see, those are kind of some practical things. And children, we can get in these habits where we begin to do these things, and when we do that, we need correcting, we need instruction from our parents, and when they instruct us, then we need to try to obey that. It's not that we get it right all the time. I don't want to give you that impression at all, but our parents are there to instruct us and to teach us and to help guide us in the way. Now, what we want to do here is, I'm going to need to finish up tonight, but I want to show you the rest of this handout, because I do not want to have to deal with the comments afterwards, all right? So the third point is this: honor your parents, there is reward, all right? There is reward, and tonight, what we're going to see is, we're going to see that there is reward in the quality of life, and there is reward in the quantity of life, all right? If we see in the quality of life, we're going to see this in verse 3, that it may go well with you. And then we also see in verse 3 that your days may be long on the earth. All right, so I hope that's some practical stuff. But I hope that we most of all have realized this morning that knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior is ultimately the goal. That is the most important thing. Whether you have been in rebellion against your parents so far, and you realize today that you need to repent, you need to stop going down the path that you're going down, because what you're doing is not wise, it is not smart, it is not in obedience to God who created you, this morning maybe you need to repent. And you need to find forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He died to save sinners. There's good news. He died to save sinners. So come to Him in faith this morning and be forgiven of your sins. Be pardoned. Or this morning, maybe you've realized that, hey, I've been trying to do these things by God's grace. I want you to be encouraged to keep on striving to do what is right, because you're actually obeying God in obeying your parents, as the Scripture tells us. Okay, let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for your word and for your grace in our lives, and God, that in some way, in obedience to our parents and those things which you've told us, you're preparing us for obedience to the gospel, and all that's all in your grace and in your kindness. So I thank you, Father, for the way that you are working among us. I pray if there are any who need to turn to you for the first time in repentance and faith, pray they'll do so. If there's children here who need to get right with their parents and get right with you, I pray you would give them grace to do that. For Lord, we are all sinners. We all have disobeyed. We all have fallen short of your glory. So please, Lord, let your grace and your mercy be evident to all of us today, and may we run to you and run to one another in love. I thank you for your word. I pray you will bless it to our hearts. I thank you most of all for our Savior Jesus Christ, who forgives us from our sins. Though we are wretched, though we are undone in our sins, yet Christ has died for sinners. And Lord, I thank you for that, and we give you praise for that today. In Christ's name, amen.